And it wouldn't be bad.
Dude, Chris wasn't paying attention, which means no chance that ends up on Power Trip Quotes on Twitter. He wasn't listening.
I mean,
you say something funny?
It would.
I wasn't expecting that.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 35. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Chris Hockey, Power Trip Quotes.
Oh yeah, beautiful. You sound a little off tonight, but thank you for calling from the air on your way to London.
Yeah, the reception's pretty bad up here at 30,000 feet.
Well, congratulations on becoming a professional gamer.
Oh yeah, no big deal. I don't have enough jobs or things to do, so I just thought I'd start doing a little gaming on the side.
Absolutely. Well, the baseball season kicked off. We could give a score update, but I think Lou Cove is only interested in twin scores, so we'll postpone that until the Twins actually start playing.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. Well, tonight on the podcast, we're going to do the bets update, the quotes update. We're going to talk a little bit about the Twitch Twitch that they did. I don't know. How do you say that? The twitching that they did? I watch Twitch every now and then. I just don't know the right vernacular for...
Yeah, it's like tweeting, twittering.
Right. the twitching that they did. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to take over the role of Power Trip Quotes because I have one quote.
What?
Yeah, very controversial. I think I have one quote that we can use as Power Trip Nation that sort of defines the Power Trip Morning Show. If you're trying to explain it to other people that have never listened to it or don't really understand what the Power Trip is, this quote might help you out. And then I was lucky enough to be at the Power Trip on Monday, so maybe we can talk just a little bit about that as well. Vegas is a week away. You ready?
I am very ready. 6 days away. Let's go.
I know. It's almost here. This will be our last episode before Vegas. So those of you that aren't going on the trip, you'll be thankful that we're done talking about Vegas. So, all right. Well, let's get started with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. We got a couple new bets this week. First of all, Sauce took Penn State -2.5 versus Hockey and the Gophers. And, of course, the brilliant Chris Hockey, with his basketball wisdom, won that bet and won $50 from Sauce when the Gophers won that game in overtime.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to hand all my picks over for the Sweet 16 in Vegas to Hawk and just have him randomly like pick teams because he'll probably end up doing better than my extensive research.
100%. So he seems to – I need to do that analysis at the end of the year and do his basketball win-loss total versus his non-basketball win-loss total in his bets. I think he'll profit more off of basketball than anything else.
There you go. There's another Twitter account, Power Trip Bets Stats and Info.
Oh, my God.
Little hybrid there.
Yeah. Oh, God. So the next bet was the bracket bet. So each year they do in an effort to promote the KFAN.com brackets. They do kind of a little bet. Usually it's a financial bet. This year, they came up with the idea, and everybody agreed to it really quickly with very few stipulations, that the losing bracket, will have to spend 24 hours on the fifth floor at their studios. So basically, from the end of the show, they can't leave until the end of the show the next day. So they will have access to food because they can have food delivered. Apparently there's couches and places to relax a little bit. One of the rubes threw out the idea that they have to wear the nightshirt during the evening hours while they're locked up there on the fifth floor.
That's a great wrinkle.
But I thought it was a pretty interesting twist. Now, it's not something where it wasn't like Corey's bet where they have to stay up for 24 hours straight. Sounds like they can nap or do whatever they want. They basically just have to stay on the floor for 24 hours. So what do you think of that? I was just surprised at how quickly everybody agreed to it. It was just like, oh, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody thinks they're going to lose. That's why they agree on all the charge challenge punishments and everything, too.
Right. Everybody knows it's going to be Hawk.
Right, right. I think they should add a stipulation that they have to do somewhat of a podcast, whether it's like a, you know, you could say something ridiculous, like they have to do some like 12-hour podcast, but maybe like 3 hours of podcasting and then like post it to the After Party podcast channel or something like that. Just, you know, I can see Meat Sauce being in there for 24 hours stuck with his thoughts. and there could be some creative genius hidden in those sleepy hours of the night.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I would think that if it was like Corey or Sauce, you know, because they like to game anyway, maybe they would hook up the Twitch channel and just go from there.
Right, yeah, you totally do that. What is it, Team Guambo?
Wombo.
Wombo.
Yep.
Hashtag Team Wombo.
So, yeah, so that will that'll be an interesting bet, and that'll get paid off here. Well, we don't know that it'll get paid off here in a couple weeks, but we should know the winner here in a couple weeks as the tournament wraps up. So definitely follow along with their brackets. I'll try and post updates periodically to see who's leading the chase there, or more importantly, who's losing the chase there. So, and then the other March Madness bet, of course, is our legendary four versus core bet. So that fired up today as everybody made their selections. You know, kind of a foregone conclusion that everybody would take Duke. And then Ben Lieber chimed in. He texted Corey to say he wasn't taking Duke after all. So as it sits right now, basically, if Duke wins, Corey loses $200. If Gonzaga, North Carolina, or Tennessee win, Corey breaks even. And anybody else, Corey's making money. So this is exactly the way Corey wants this bet to go, is he just wants everybody to kind of have a wide array of different picks, and that only benefits him, because then he only has to dodge, really, the Duke bullet, and he will make money. And he, and now it was assumed that if Duke won, everybody would win, and now only Lieber wouldn't even win at this point. So your thoughts. Who would you pick for your Final Four?
Well, first off, I just have to say, Ben, I don't know what you're drinking down there in turds and tacos, but maybe mix some water in there.
That NFL money.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was going to even tweet out about what my core versus four, because I feel like I have a pretty strong grasp on the bracket this year. You'd be a fool not to pick Duke. So I would definitely take Duke. They're 2-1 to win the whole tournament. I would think about putting Michigan State in there just because they're both in the same region, but I don't know. I really just have a strong feeling that Duke will find a way to get out of that region, so I'm just going to keep the rest of my picks out of that region. The other one, I would probably say North Carolina and Kentucky out of that, I think it's the South region. I'd probably go with North Carolina. If they do meet up with Duke in the finals, they can beat Duke. They've already beat them twice this year. Another one I would go with, I don't know, Virginia's really good. I know these are all one seeds, but you can't go against Virginia. And then actually, I would do Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia. Just because I think both Kentucky and North Carolina can win.
Yep, I think those are pretty solid selections. You pretty much have to go chalk in a bet like this because,
right,
you know, you fire the top bullets, you figure at least, I mean, obviously at least, you know, one or two of those should make the Final Four. Good chance you get one of those into the finals, so at least you keep yourself alive. You know, you start getting a little too creative with it, and you're going to see a lot of teams not even make the Final Four, so...
Right. I think even if you just did, I'd be interested. I'm sure someone has a line on it in Vegas, but having the bet of will a number one seed win the NCAA tournament, I would have to think that that would be a favorite against the field. So if you're thinking just easily taking all number one seeds, they definitely have the edge on Corey in this bet.
Easily. Yeah, it was, I think just Duke, the bet I saw was Duke, Virginia, North Carolina is even money. So yeah. So you throw in the other one, it's definitely the favorite. So yeah, that's the core versus four. I have a sneaking hunch that Tommy is going to get involved with the four versus core tomorrow. A little birdie whispered in my ear that I think Tommy's going to get in on that too. So that'll be good. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get a couple other last second entries tomorrow. So
speaking of Tommy Olsen, I have one very random Tommy moment here. I'm calling it right now. It's Wednesday, March 20th. The number 14 seed Yale is going to knock off the number 3 seed Duke or LSU in the first round.
Oh, quite the prediction. All right, well, we'll keep our eyes on the old Ivy League school there. So, well, that'll do it for the bets update. Let's hear some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, it's time for the quotes of the week. We will start at number 3 with a genius quote from Meat Sauce.
I love gambling.
Yes.
If I could bang gambling, I would. I'm not kidding.
Chuck, I think you texted me the second that those words left Meat Sauce's mouth. I was just ready to go on that one.
Oh, yeah, I was up. Of course, I was up in Minnesota earlier this week, and I was at my parents' house just listening to the show, and I heard that, and I was like, oh, my God, that is, like, quote of the year material there. if I could bang gambling, I would. Right on.
I think there's, like, a quote algorithm for, like, catching my ear, and two keywords are gambling and bang. So that was pretty good there by Sauce.
Very apropos.
We will move to number 2. It's something that I said on the show. It's Chris Hockey with an excellent analogy.
Him wearing joggers would be like me wearing underwear called big penises.
I like how he laughed at his own joke. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was very, very good by myself. All right, and the number 1 quote of the week goes to John having a great time, Creasel.
And it's a lot more fun when the Gophers are competitive.
How great would it be if they were in the Sweet 16?
Right, so we can bet on them. Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
How great would it
still
be if I have legs? Same chance of that happening. So let's go.
firing bullets.
Yeah, again, in the Power Trip Quotes algorithm, when John Creasel is ripping the Gophers, that's almost automatically a Power Trip quote.
Indeed, yep. And he somehow makes the analogy to his legs most of the time.
Yes. So Gophers, legs, banging, and gambling. Those are all keywords.
Well, we hit on them all this week, so awesome.
And they're your quotes of the week.
Beautiful.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to talk about my special Power Trip quote as I take over the role of Power Trip Quotes temporarily. We're going to talk a little bit about the twitching that they did this week, and then I was going to talk just briefly about my visiting the show on Monday. So we'll start with me taking over the role of Power Trip Quotes. So sometimes I listen kind of with that ear, because there's a lot of times where I want to guess like what you're going to tweet out. Some of them are pretty obvious when somebody just drops a killer one-liner, and then some of your quotes are a little more subtle and stuff. And I heard this quote last Friday, and it just made me, I loved it, and I replayed it a couple times listening to the podcast, and it got me to thinking that this you know, a lot of times I'll have friends or coworkers that'll be like, well, what's that Twitter account you have? Or what's that sports show you listen to? And I'm like, well, it's not really a sports show. I mean, it kind of is, but, you know, they talk about a lot of other things and it's funny. And so it's not a sports show. Well, yeah, it you know, and so you kind of sometimes you just kind of struggle to explain the Power Trip. And this quote, I felt, really kind of define the Power Trip. And this is anytime in the future somebody asks me, what's that show you listen to? I'm just going to play this quote.
I don't remember what the specifics were or how this is similar or different, but when you bring up that game-by-game bonus structure and, you know, how much money they're actually on the hook for, that pops to my mind, and I don't know if it should or shouldn't.
I'm eating cookie dough, so I could care less.
Yeah.
I thought that was just so perfect. You got AJ just like wanting to talk about salary cap structure, blah blah blah, and he's throwing out all this terminology, and Corey's just like, "I'm eating cookie dough. I could care less." So I don't know. What do you think? You think that's a good summary of the Power Trip in one quote?
Yeah, for sure, without a doubt. That definitely describes this this variety show that is on a sports show or sports channel.
And speaking of channels, they established a brand new channel this week, the Twitch channel. Did you get a chance to watch the Twitch?
So I did. I watched it at like midnight in bed with headphones on. I asked myself, why am I watching this? And then every time that Chris Hockey whipped a shitty on GTA 5, I laughed so hard. I think I woke up my fiance. It was so funny. It was, I'd never watched anything on Twitch before, so that was kind of a first for me. I'm not a huge gamer, but that was really cool. Like, I would definitely watch that again.
Yeah, I've watched a few things on there. It definitely is the kind of thing where, to me, personality matters more than anything else. Because if I'm watching somebody who's good at something but they're boring, it's like, yeah, why am I watching this? You know, okay, yeah, you can dominate the game, but you're just boring or you're monotone or whatever. And yeah, having someone with personality, and we definitely know three guys that have some personality.
Right.
It was hilarious. I cracked up. Unfortunately, my connection wasn't super great when I was watching it, so it was a little bit choppy on my end. But they do have the full stream available, like you did. You don't have to necessarily watch it live. You can watch the replay. But of course, part of the fun of the live broadcast is being able to interact with the guys, and they were definitely reading the comments, especially when they told Chris to hit the Y button to increase his speed in the helicopter.
Yeah, that was genius.
That was absolutely hilarious, especially because I don't remember who the first person was to do it, but then immediately a bunch of other people started saying the same thing to make it look like, yeah, that's what you need to do, Chris. Immediately jumps out of the helicopter and
I think Hawk needs to be careful on this one because it could be a slippery slope. You know, it starts with Twitch and playing video games, and then next thing you know, you're doing your own webcam show in your bedroom. So you know, Hawk, if you're out there, just, you know, take this easy. Stick to gaming.
Yeah, and I love the idea, too, that they're going to, like, switch it up and play different games. Because I think, yeah, you know, if they were just to play, like, you know, Red Dead constantly or, you know, the same game over and over. But I think it'll be hilarious, you know, they might be good at some various games. And then they might be just, you know, obviously, I think the freak factor is going to be the fun part where they're just, like, you know, awful at games or doing ridiculous things. And I just think... To me, this is genius, and it's a great way to get some more content and everything. And they had a ton of followers. I mean, the number of people watching live was generally right around 1,000, which, you know, for the very first time that they've ever streamed, that's amazing to me that they had that many people watching them. And obviously, it impressed Wombo, so that's good news for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the brand that they've created. You know, they could post a video about them kicking a can down the street, and they're going to have thousands of people watching them. So,
absolutely.
But the video game element's really cool. Yeah. Especially not as a video gamer. Like, I wanted to go out and buy GTA 5 like right after I got done watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's a really cool deal.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm hoping that they'll play NBA 2K and see if Hawk's basketball knowledge translates to the video game court.
Yeah, 2-1-2 zone and, you know, pick and roll, whatever basketball slang terms.
Absolutely, that would be very interesting. So hopefully they will. I'm sure that they're going to continue it because obviously the deal with Wombo and the viewers are attracted, and obviously they have fun doing it. I mean, Corey and Sauce game a lot, and you know, I think Chris really enjoyed himself. So, and he seemed to really get into like Red Dead and stuff. So it sounds like there's, you know, lots of opportunities for them to move that forward. So,
right. How soon until we have a Meat Ninja Twitter account where it's Meat Sauce with dyed blue hair like the ninja guy or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Ninja.
It is interesting that no parody accounts popped up as far as I could tell from.
Yeah, I was gonna grab Hockey's gamer tag and create the Twitter account or whatever, but
oh my god,
I don't really want to run it.
That was hilarious. That was well played, Alex. Well played.
Yep.
So. Last thing I want to talk about is I was lucky enough to go in studio on Monday. You were unable to join me, unfortunately, because you had a previous engagement.
I did.
Yes. So I accepted on your behalf the gift from Chris Hockey, which, of course, I tweeted out the picture of, was a clump of Corey's hair when he cut his hair to pay off or when he did the buyout for the Charge Challenge a few years ago. Also included in the gift, which I did not tweet a picture out of because I just thought the hair was enough, was a picture of Corey with his freshly cut hair giving the finger to Chris. So it was a very interesting gift. So apparently that's how Corey presented the gift to Chris, and now Chris regifted that to us. So I'll have to ask you, do you want half a clump of Corey's hair? Do you want to rotate the hair? Do you want to rotate the whole thing, the picture and the hair? How do you want to distribute the gift?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, like you said, there's a decent enough clump of hair that we could split it. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll just give it to each other for Christmas every year. But like Hockey said, it might sound dumb, but it is a piece of Power Trip lore. And, you know, we're the guys who are stupid enough to do a show about a show. So obviously Hockey knows that it means something to us. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was really cool. I don't know how anyone could have guessed that. I remember when Hawk brought it up when I was in studio in December, that he had some, you know, special surprise for the two of us, and mm-hmm. that there's only one of them, and it's, you know, something that's historic in Power Trip history. I'm like, God, I don't know. Is, you know, the John Creasel mold? Is it the potato that's growing all crazy that he has had for 6 years? Like,
right.
I don't know how anyone would have guessed, like, the clump of Corey's hair with a picture of him with a fresh haircut flicking us off.
Right. Yeah, I told Hawk after the show, I said I 100% thought it was the gimp mask that Hawk had to wear for the one episode. That was my guess, and Hawk was like, "Nah, man, I'm keeping that for myself."
Yeah, I was gonna say that's been repurposed. It's probably worn out by you know, Jeff's got a mustache. He probably wore that thing right out.
So yeah, we'll have to figure out our plan for the hair. I think I'm gonna bring it out to Vegas just so you can see it in person, and maybe that'll help finalize how you want us to take possession of the gift. So
imagine getting your bag torn through and you have a clump of hair with a picture with a guy with the middle finger in it.
So I put that, you know, we traveled up to Minnesota and I put that box in one of the bags that we had in the car, and so I unloaded everything at my parents' house, and my wife, like a few hours after we'd gotten there, she was looking for something. She comes back into the living room and she goes, "Why is there a box of hair in our luggage?" And I was like, it's kind of a long story, but I said it was just it was something that Chris gave me when I was on the show today, and she was like, so this. So she goes, so this is Chris's hair? And I was like, no, it's Corey's. Like, duh. Like, no, it's not Chris's hair. It's Corey's hair, of course. But
how don't you know this?
So, yeah. So, yeah, it'd be interesting if TSA sees that. So, and I also, I was mad. I had like a Tommy moment after the show because I realized I missed a great line. You know, like Tommy would always say, this is what I would have said if I was there. Well, I could do that to myself because when Chris gave that to me and I saw it was a box of hair, I should have said, great, now I can make the pie I've been wanting to make. Boom.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yes. So... but or offer it to Sauce, since Sauce is the expert pie maker. But yeah, so I brought in my gift to them. Of course, was the Timberwolves lunchbox and thermos. So they seem to like that. Corey definitely remembered the story, so that was fun to bring in and give to them. And
it is funny too that Corey's mentioned in the past that he's listened to our show a couple times and has said, you know, it's funny, they remember things that I've already forgotten and everything is like, that seemed like a moment where he's like, oh my God, how did someone else like remember that I wanted this like 8 years ago or something?
Yes.
So
just like very random, but
Rube, yeah, cred.
Rube cred for sure. Yeah, and it was funny too because I didn't know, because I when I brought it in, I told Corey, you know, when they were during the break, I said, you know, I said if you want, you can open it now or you can open it, you know, on the air, you know, however you want to do it. And he was like, oh, I'll open it on the air, it'll be a good bit or whatever. And he didn't tell me he was gonna have me hop on a mic. And so I was just sitting there, and he was like, yeah, you know, Power Trip Bets, grab a mic there. And so we talked about it, and then Chris gave me that gift, the hair. And I got more nervous after the fact because I realized the whole time, like, that we were talking and I was on the air, that I didn't even think for a second to not swear. Like, I typically don't swear a lot anyway, but it was like after I turned off the mic and went and sat back in my chair, I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even think about not swearing. I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to get yourself banned from the studio for life. So, but thankfully I usually have fairly clean language. So yeah, wouldn't be a good thing to get banned. And then on the after party, I had a chance to swear and I didn't. So I don't know. Wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, we have a chance to swear every episode here and there hasn't been very many swear words.
No, we keep it fairly clean on this show. So I told my little Vegas story on the After Party podcast, which it's one of those stories. I still can't believe it actually happened. It was very, very bizarre night. So anyway.
Yeah, that was a really good story.
If
you haven't listened to the After Party from Monday, Chuck was lucky enough to get in there. I think it was only like a 15-minute long episode, but it's very Power Trip Bets. They even mentioned our show, which obviously we really appreciate. And yeah, it was really cool to hear you on there. So nice work.
Yeah, it was fun to do, and it was fun to tell my little Vegas story. And I still picture my friend knocking on every damn door in the MGM Grand trying to find the naked girl. But yeah. Fun Vegas.
Yeah, when you said that the old guy popped up or whatever when he knocked on the first door, I was like, I don't know where this story is going.
Oh, I know.
This has so many angles.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's the thing. It's one of those stories where it's like, yeah, you get to that point and you're like, okay, is she a guy? Yeah.
There's a million mushrooms.
Right. There's a million ways that that story could go. And I always think of that because, you know, the whole time that whole thing was happening, of course, we were going from like club to club. And that was about the only time I ever died in Vegas, because we ended up in some guy's car that I didn't even know. And he was driving like 80 miles an hour down the side streets of Vegas. And
smart.
At about like 5:30 a.m. And
very
I ended up walking back to my car at about 8 a.m. I walked about 6 miles back to my car because I refused to ride with that guy. So pre-Uber days, unfortunately. So, oh, Vegas, I love you. So
yes. See you soon, babe.
All right. So what do we have for our trivia answer from the last episode?
Power Trip Trivia.
The answer, the question from last week was, how many known nicknames does Meat Sauce's good friend Pat have? And the answer is 6. And there may be more. Chuck, do you want to start rifling a couple of them off? Can you remember any of them?
Well, I know there's Pasta Bolognese.
Yep.
There's Pappy Pap Smear.
Yep.
Those are the two that I know off the top of my head without consulting the wiki.
So this is the 6 that I have, and I haven't. I should recheck the wiki, but I have Pasta Bolognese, Rogglesberry Bolognese, Smitty Ski Club Pat.
Oh yeah.
Schmear, and Pappy Pap Schmear. So there may be more than that, but we'll accept 6 and higher. We will accept as a correct answer. So you can send those. Or wait, we don't know if we have a winner.
We do. We have one.
We do have a winner.
Yes.
Who won?
Clint, repeat Clint. Winner. Yes.
Old so son of a bitch.
So Clint, if you are joining us in Vegas, you're entitled to a free beer courtesy of Dave. And if you're not, you're entitled to a free beer courtesy of Dave if you can just track him down somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. You can find me in the club.
The 90s?
What is it? God damn it.
The decade, not the nightclub.
Decade, not the nightclub. I was going to get that printed on a shirt for Vegas too. It's just like a big like 90s like font, like the 90s. And then in small font, the decade, not the nightclub.
Absolutely. I love that.
All right. Well, we're going to stay on top of trivia here, and we have our question for this week. The question this week is, what was the first ever punishment for the first Fantasy Charts Challenge?
Oh, that one's an easy one. But maybe not if you haven't been listening to the Power Trip for very long.
Right.
So
people know what the punishments were, but what was the first one?
And more importantly, who should have been the loser of the first Church Challenge and ended up not being the loser of the first Church Challenge? But right. That's a different chapter. We're just looking for the punishment on this one. So if you know the punishment that was the first Church Challenge, email that to powertripbets@gmail.com and we'll see who figures that out. All right, well, that will do it for this week. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes or at Chris_Hockey.
Beautiful. And he might not be checking that account as much since he's in London. So, yeah. Or you might not be checking that account as much since you're in London. So
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
All right, and I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. You can follow me to keep up with all the NCAA bets that are going on. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.